You're listening to SBS News.
The election results represent the best midterm performance by a sitting party in the United States in 20 years. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they show voters have rejected what he called the violent rhetoric of the Republican Party. Speaking from Cambodia, President Joe Biden says retaining the Senate majority is pleasing.
We're focusing now on Georgia. We feel good about where we are. And I know I'm a cockeyed optimist. I understand that from the beginning. But I'm not surprised by the turnout. I'm incredibly pleased by the turnout. And I think it's a reflection of the quality of our candidates and they're all running on the same program.
The Democrats now have 50 Senate seats, with the Republicans holding 49. The remaining seat in Georgia is going to a runoff election next month after neither candidate won an outright majority. If the Republicans win Georgia and the Senate is equally divided 50-50 between the two parties, the Democrats still retain control because Vice President Kamala Harris has a casting vote. The Republicans are edging closer to gaining a majority in the House of Representatives, but not by the margins that they'd hoped. And there's a slim chance that Democrats could still retain control of the House of Representatives. But they'd need several contests where Republicans are currently leading to go their way. The final makeup of that chamber is not likely to be known for several days because of millions of ballots still left to count in California. President Biden says holding the House of Representatives is possible, but would be a stretch.
Confident they could, yeah, well, they will. Look, it's an outside. It's a stretch. Everything has to fall our way. I just got off the phone with Congressman Levin, who just won. There's several more seats in California. I'm not predicting this, but I'm predicting that, as I've said all along, it'd be perilously close. We can win it. Whether we're going to win it remains to be seen.
The Democrats have performed much better than expected, with the Republicans only making modest gains. Donald Trump, who continues to falsely insist that he won the 2020 presidential election, is expected to announce he'll run for president again in 2024 in the coming days. Greg Diet, SBS News.